Low voltage troubleshooting 24V control circuit, a systematic way to troubleshoot the 24V control circuit with a meter, confirming you have control power, hopscotching through the safeties and loads to find the open, and isolating a dead short that keeps popping the board fuse. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, most it won't turn on calls come down to the 24 volts control circuit. The thermostat couldn't get power back to a load, a safety opened the circuit, a wire broke, the transformer died, or something shorted and blew the low voltage fuse. Low voltage troubleshooting is just methodically following the 24 volts from the transformer, through the thermostat, through the safeties, to the load, finding exactly where the path breaks. Do it with a meter and a plan, not by swapping parts. How it works: the control circuit is a series loop. Transformer hot R side to through the thermostat switch to through any safety switches in that path to the load coil to back to transformer common C side. For a load to energize, that entire loop has to be complete. Anywhere the loop is open, the load stays off, and you'll read voltage across the open because the full 24 volts appears across a break in a series circuit with no current flowing. That last point is the whole trick. 24 volts across a component that should be closed equals that component is open. 0 volts across it with the circuit trying to run equals it's passing power fine. Look downstream. In the field, step 1. Confirm you have control power. Meter in AC volts. Read R to C at the board or stat. Dot about 24 to 28 volts equals transformer and primary side are alive. About 0 volts equals no control power. Go fix that first transformer, primary fuse slash breaker, blown low voltage fuse, door switch. Don't troubleshoot loads until you've proven you have 24 volts to work with. Step 2. Make the call and see it if power leaves the stat. Put the thermostat in the failing mode, for example call for cool. At the equipment, check whether the stat actually sent the signal. Read the load terminal to see. For a cooling call, read Y to see. About 24 volts means the stat sent the call and it arrived at the board. About 0 volts means the stat or the wire between stat and board is the problem, or the stat needs a C wire and browned out. Step 3. Hopscotch the series path to the load. If the call arrived but the load say, the contactor isn't pulling in, walk the circuit. Keep 1 meter lead on C common and move the other lead along the hot path, point to point, in the direction power should flow. You'll read about 24 volts at each point up to the break. The first point where it drops to 0 volts is just past the open device. Equivalently, put your 2 leads across each switch slash safety in series: pressure switch, float switch, limit, etc. The one reading about 24 volts across it while you're calling is the open one. It's stopping the circuit. The ones reading about 0 volts across them are passing power. Example: no cooling. Y arrives at the board 24 volts Y to C, but the contactor isn't energized. Check the float switch slash high pressure switch in the Y path. If one reads 24 volts across it, it's open tripped. If everything in the path reads 0 volts across it and the contactor coil has 24 volts across it but won't pull, the coil's open or stuck. Step 4. Confirm the load itself. If power makes it all the way to the load and the load still won't act, the load contactor coil, gas valve coil, relay coil is open slash failed. Own the coil with power off to confirm open equals bad. Normal values and targets. Healthy control voltage, about 24 to 28 volts AC R to C. Across a closed switch slash safety while calling, about 0 volts it's passing power. Across an open switch slash safety while calling, about 24 volts it's the break. Across an energized load coil, about 24 volts it's getting power. If it has 24 volts and doesn't act, the coil's bad. Board low voltage fuse, typically 3 amps or 5 amps automotive style. Significant voltage drop under load, e.g. 24 volts drops to 16 volts when the contactor tries to pull equals high resistance connection, marginal transformer, or overloaded circuit. Common faults and what they mean. 0 volts R to C, no control power, blown board fuse, dead transformer, open primary breaker slash fuse, or an open door slash safety switch killing the transformer. Start here. Control fuse blows instantly every time. Dead short in the 24 volts wiring are touching C slash ground. Most often a chafed thermostat cable at the cabinet, a staple through the wire, a pinched wire at the contactor, or a shorted load. See isolation method below. Call doesn't reach the board. Stat problem. Broken stat wire, or smart stat with no C browning out. Call reaches the board. Load won't energize. Open safety in the path tripped float slash pressure switch, broken wire, or a failed load coil. Hopscotch to find which. Intermittent. Works sometimes. Loose connection. marginal transformer sagging under load, or a safety that opens one hot slash under conditions. Wiggle test and watch voltage drop. Isolating a dead short fuse keeps blowing. Power off. Replace the fuse. Disconnect the thermostat wires at the board, land them on nothing. Power up. If the fuse holds to the short is in the thermostat cable or stat, inspect the cable run cabinet entry, staples, the stat itself. If it still blows with the stat wires off to the short is on the equipment side, a pinched wire to the contactor slash valve, a shorted coil. Disconnect loads one at a time to find it. Reconnect things one circuit at a time until the fuse pops. The last thing you added is the faulted leg. Tech tips and gotchas. Always confirm 24 volts RTC first. Half of complicated no heat slash no cool calls or just a blown fuse, a tripped float switch, or a furnace door switch left open. Prove you have control power before chasing anything fancy. Voltage across the open is your friend. In a series circuit, the open device reads full voltage across itself. Use that to land directly on the culprit instead of guessing. Watch for voltage drop, not just presence. A transformer that reads 26 volts at rest but sags to 15 volts when the contactor tries to pull won't energize the load reliably. That's a weak transformer or a high resistance joint. Even though you have voltage, a repeatedly blown low voltage fuse is a short, not a coincidence. Don't just keep replacing it and never jumper around it. Isolate the short. The fuse is protecting the transformer. Float switches and high pressure switches live in the Y cooling path on a lot of systems. A clogged condensate drain tripping the float is a classic no cooling. Everything else fine that looks like a control failure. Use the equipment's wiring diagram. Knowing which safeties sit in series and which path turns a guessing game into a 3-minute hopscotch. Safety slash code notes. The 24 volt side is class 2 low voltage, but the transformer primary is line voltage 120/240 volts. De-energize at the disconnect before working in the cabinet or on the transformer primary. Never bypass or jumper out a safety switch float. High slash low pressure, limit, rollout to make it run. Those opens are protecting the equipment or the building. Find why it's open. Don't upsize or jumper the low voltage fuse to stop nuisance blowing. That fuse protects the transformer and the class 2 wiring from a fault.